What's your experience with food in Finland?
I can't eat this food, man. Like, I think on the third or fourth day of eating, like, Finnish food, I was like, nah, I can't have this anymore. I was literally just having buns and cheese and ham, you know, the whole time.
Players Abroad on Sakaladuma Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Captain Slu Paho speaking. Welcome back to SL Airways. Flight number 10 will be taking off shortly. Thank you all for complying with our hand sanitizing rule, and we understand that the masks are a bit inconvenient, but we ask that you keep them on as much as possible for safety. We are headed to Ekenäs, Finland, and joining us for the cabin's in-flight entertainment is Ayabulela Gonqobe of Ekenäs IF. A defender turned central midfielder and former Ajax youth and AmaZulu star, he'll be telling us about his time in Finland and what he misses most about home. Stay safe and try not to touch your face. Crew, please prepare the cabin for takeoff.
Sakaladuma Radio.
I'm happy to be joined on the line by Ekenäs IF midfielder Ayabulela Gonqobe. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thank you. How are you?
All good, all good. So the last time we saw you in SA, I believe, was for Stenberg United, if I'm not mistaken. You're now with Ekenäs IF over in Finland. How has your time there been so far?
Well, it's been really good, man. You know, enjoyed my time here with the team, you know, different environment, different culture. But I can say that I got a warm welcome, and I'm enjoying my football.
And what has your experience of this whole pandemic been? I know that you went over there as the pandemic was starting back in Jan. So what's the vibe been like over in Finland?
Well, for us, you know, in Finland, we have, I think, one of the countries with the least cases, you know. So it hasn't been that hard, you know, but with the whole not training, football stopping for a while, you know, it's been very tough, you know. But I'm glad that the season's underway and we're back to what we're doing, you know.
So you've started quite well, 4 goals in 4 league matches, and I think 1 in the Suomen Cup. How are you finding your football, and what sort of system are you guys playing with that allows you this attacking freedom?
Well, we have a Spanish coach, you know, so he's playing like lots of Spanish football. He wants us to build up, you know, he wants us to keep the ball, be vital in the last third, you know, and I've been enjoying myself, you know. Coach has lots of trust in me, belief in me, you know, and I'm always working hard, you know, so I can't disappoint him, and also especially not disappoint myself, you know, because I'm still young, I'm trying to improve, I'm trying to become a better player.
And in the team, tell us about some of your teammates. Is it mostly Finnish, or is there a lot of foreign players there with you?
Well, there's like 5-6 foreign players, and then the rest is Finnish, a couple Swedish. But yeah, like even the foreigners, they from like Canada, Lithuania. So it's not like it's literally like foreigners from Africa. But I'm with the guy that I'm familiar with, Darren Smith, you know, so... It's not that bad, you know.
And overall, how's the culture in Finland? What are the people like? What's the vibe? Was it a bit of a shock to you when you went there?
Not really a shock, you know. I knew that I was going to come overseas, but between Sweden and Finland, you know, so it was something I was expecting. But the people here, you know, it's very, I wouldn't say not welcoming, but you know, everybody goes on with their own business. Everybody's focused on their own thing, so it gives you the freedom just, you know, to just be yourself, handle your own business on your own, and the people at the team are very welcoming and nice, always helpful, you know, so it hasn't been bad, you know, it's been really good.
I'm seeing on Transfer Market that you guys actually do have attendance figures, so you've been able to play with fans in the stadium, correct?
Yes, we are. There's been a lot of fans in our games, you know. Like I said, the pandemic is not that bad on our side, you know. So we have supporters, everything. So it's been pretty a good atmosphere at the stadiums.
Kwamaimai, the markets in Gauteng.
Kwamaimai, man. Why are you saying so slow? It's Kwamaimai.
Catch the car wash with Teko Modise and Sean Roberts. Brought to you by Sakaladuma.
I think they're developing quite a nice football culture in that region of the world, especially since Iceland did so well at the Euros. Do you feel that sense being in, it's a bit of a small community, but good attendance figures for a town that size, I'd say?
Yeah, obviously. And I mean, if the team's doing good, more and more people start to come. You know, this team wasn't a team that was always doing good, you know. So now that we're competing, fighting and actually doing good, we're getting more supporters, more people coming to the games, you know, and it's actually a good push, you know.
I know it's only been about 6 going on 7 months now that you've been there. But what are some of the things that you miss the most about Mzansi?
I'd have to say the food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what's
the basically just the food and family.
Food and family. Every time I think I've spoken to a couple of players from Sweden, and it's a lot of seafood there in the diet. What's your experience with food in Finland?
Well, like I said, one of my friends is here, so he cooks mostly for me.
Nice.
But I can't eat this food, man. Like, I think on the third or fourth day of eating, like, finished food, I was like, nah, I can't have this anymore. I was literally just having buns and cheese and ham, you know, the whole time. And then until my friend started cooking, because we both couldn't handle it.
Ah, damn. Well, have you been keeping up with some of the craziness back home? You know, it sucks that we can't really have visitors from outside at the moment, but have you been able to keep up with what's going on in South Africa?
Yeah, man, I have to keep up, you know, because I have a little baby boy and my girlfriend. So, like, I have to find out what's going on and how's things back at home, you know. So I've been keeping up with everything that's happening, from no sales of alcohol to mm-hmm. everything that's been going on, to lockdown, to all of this, you know. So, and yeah, but...
So you mentioned your little baby boy. I see him on your Instagram as well. How old is he? What's his name? And I mean he's clearly having a great time on Instagram. Everyone's loving him there.
He's 5 months, man, and his name is Elam.
Elam. Ah, very nice. Yeah. Very nice. So apart from family, I like asking people this. If you could order a South African care package to be sent to you, just like a box, you know, what, and you could get anything from South Africa sent to you in the mail, even if it's the food, what would you ask your family to send up to Finland?
My son.
You know, I chatted to Mishali Mahambela not too long ago, and he said the exact same thing. He was like, just ship my boy in the box. And
that's then, really just my son, man, you know, because for me, that's the only, like, motivation at the moment, you know, like, okay, I haven't met my son, but okay, I'm doing things, I'm working harder for him, you know, so at the end of the day, if he's with me, it's going to be like 10 times more motivation.
Well, if he's the motivation and you're scoring in every game, then I think he's definitely the right sort of motivation that you need. So thank you very much, Ayabulela, for joining me on the show. It's been fantastic. All the best with the season ahead. You're doing great stuff.
Thank you very much, man. And thank you for having me.
Crew, please prepare our cabin for disembark. That is how we wrap up flight number 10 of Players Abroad. A big thank you to Ayabulela Kongobe of Ekenas IF for joining us on the flight. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you'll get all of the latest local football news. And make sure to subscribe to SL Radio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my co-pilot, Simon Strella, stay safe and have a great day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.